Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is just the world's best idea. We have about an hour left with one another to talk with you about whatever it is that's on your mind. This has been the weirdest. There really is something weird. I know psychologists and scientists aren't supposed to talk like this. But the combination of Mercury retrograde and a full moon, it's 55 degrees in New York. I mean, this is June. And I don't mind 55 degree weather, but it's been 90. So this has been, climate change happens on a, hour by hour basis.
Right.
It's very strange. What can I tell you? Oh, well, I know. If you have nothing better to talk about the weather, right? We have other things to talk about. So we've talked we haven't gotten any more word from FIFA about what's going on, except that Blatter had resigned without explanation at this moment.
Right.
Amid growing scandal.
Yeah.
That's what. See, if my phone says anything different, that's where. Do you get most of your news? Mine comes here. Goes. Oh no. Oh, here's a man was fatally shot by police in Boston, was part of a broader terror investigation. Oh, dear.
Wow.
Have you noticed that nothing that comes through in your phone is ever any good news? It's
right.
Kind of like become the CNN without the pretty faces.
Yeah, I mean, I have the ESPN app on my phone, so whenever there's like a big sports news story, like the Sepp Blatter thing came across on my phone.
Well, mine came across on CNN too, but what I'm saying is that my phone, but the thing is, even when like the Rangers lost, that was not a good news story particularly, but I mean, because whenever there's a sports, a big, like the Super Bowl or something, it will come across on my phone. And you can view that as either good news or bad news, depending on which side you're rooting for. So,
right. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that that news is never good news anymore. I mean, we try and find a good news story every day. So there was a story, and I guess this sort of relates to it. There's a story about a woman in Aurora, Colorado. I actually went to two elementary schools in Aurora at one point, of a woman who was the basically the kitchen manager. And they have different rules that they will feed kids whose parents are under a certain income level. And apparently the kids can forget their lunch money up to three times or something, and they'll give them a slice of cheese on a bun and a carton of milk, which doesn't sound all that delicious or even healthy. And so apparently this woman said that there was a first grader who was crying because she didn't have her lunch money, and so the woman fed her, and they fired the woman. And I don't know who went to the media about it, because it's now become this big media story. And she said, yeah, I know what the rules are, and I broke the rules, which is you're not supposed to feed kids, but there are kids who are hungry. She works in an elementary school, and she said, I'm perfectly willing to lose my job over this, but I also want to shine a light on the fact that they're hungry kids, and that's not an okay kind of thing, and I want to go to the school committee and say that we should change the rules. So, I mean, the headline is kind of alarming. And the story, but, I mean, good for her, for at least, no good deed goes unpunished. But and the head of the school committee is saying, we can't comment. I mean, actually what they did was they just reiterated the rules. And they said, she broke the rules, which she did. And she's admitting she broke the rules. She said the rules should be changed. So it's kind of our ongoing concern about food waste in America. And there was a study that came out last week. This has been kind of an ongoing issue, I guess, on the program, because I'm involved with City Harvest and with Food Bank. And every time I get interviewed as a psychologist, they say, well, why are you involved as a psychologist with feeding people? And I said, it's basically human dignity. I mean, if you're hungry, you can't really think about anything else. You're certainly not going to be particularly productive or altruistic or anything. I mean, hunger is kind of a basic human need to be satisfied. And the kinds of things that I'm worried about in terms of human interaction are a kind of a secondary level after just feeling hungry. And I mean, if you're hungry, you're going to do all sorts of things to deal with that hunger that are not particularly societally approved. But if you're hungry, you're hungry. So I think satisfying that basic need for shelter, for food, for clothing, and then we can sort of worry about all the other things. But the study that came out last week said we waste 40% of the food that we consume just about half, and the rest we waste, which is alarming if you think about it, in a world where people are starving, in a world... I also was looking at some really alarming statistics about population growth, and that it's a geometric progression rather than an arithmetic progression. They were using the example, if you take a piece of paper, it's 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, and you divide it in half, and then you put those two pieces together, and you divide those again... So you now have gone from one piece of paper to two, and then you put the two together, and you now have four, and you put the four together, and then you would have what, eight at that moment? If you had the four and divide it in half, you'd have eight. And the idea being that it's a geometric rather than arithmetic progression, and if you divide it 50 times, that the stack of paper would go halfway from here to the sun. The idea being that the geometric progression is very fast, and the numbers get very large very quickly. They were talking about population growth in exactly that way, and that we've got, I think, what we're seeing now, about 7 billion people on the face of the earth. And in 1920, there were like 2 billion. And in, I think, in 1886 or something, there were 1 billion. So it took, I mean, the amount of people that exist is a geometric progression, and they're now saying that we're going to run out of, and very quickly, of everything. We're going to run out of food, we're going to run out of water, we're going to run out of air, because that the major problem on the planet is not global change, it's population. It's population growth. Which is all, and then when you look at the statistics about wasting food, it's really alarming. So we asked people what would they do to curb the problem. And I think just starting with individuals is don't buy more than you need, and people do. And I think all of us are somewhat susceptible to it. The first thing to do is make sure that when you go grocery shopping, you're not hungry. Because there have been study after study that prove that if you're hungry when you go shopping, you're going to buy more stuff, right? And you're going to buy, and the more stuff you buy, almost by definition, the more you're going to waste. Because, and I'm prone to this if I'm not really careful, except thank goodness for freezers, that I'll buy, if strawberries are $1 for $3 or $2 for $5, you know, I'm really tempted to buy the $2 for $5. And as I said, thank goodness for freezers and blenders, because I'll make smoothies with them, which are quite yummy, with strawberries that are a little past their due date. But most people probably don't. Most people probably throw them away. I'm a fan of leftovers. I think leftover food is terrific. I just think the flavors get better over time, and you don't have to cook it. It's already done. But think about that statistic that we waste 40% of the food grown. And that it's terrible for the economy because you got to get rid of it. It's terrible for landfill. I mean, it's terrible. No matter how you look at it, it's not ethical. It's expensive. So we sort of said to people, all right, what are you going to do? And I think part of it is buy less. Make sure that everything you buy, you can eat. You can eat. That you can, in fact, eat. Not dispose of, just eat. All right, so let's hear what people said.
We'll start with Becky. Becky says, it should be easier for grocery stores, restaurants, and fast food places and such to donate extra leftover foods to homeless shelters and soup kitchens to be used and eaten by the hungry.
Okay, that's called food rescue, and City Harvest is the model for it, and is a terrific model for it. We can talk more about this when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, we're talking about something that matters hugely, too, which is world population and food and hunger. And as I said, I've been associated with City Harvest for years, and they're certainly not unique, but I think they're one of the original organizations that does food rescue. And the idea being that they take food from grocery stores, restaurants, hospitals, trying to think what else, and distribute them within very, very quickly, within the same day to homeless shelters. And they also do markets now. and they built a huge warehouse in Red Hook where they can rescue food from all over the country. So, for example, if there are too many potatoes in Arkansas, they can bring them up here and store them. And the advantage to the company is that they get a tax write-off for it. And the advantage to City Harvest is that they can distribute food to people who need it. So they have market, and I've worked at the markets where people can come, and they are very carefully screened, but can get apples and potatoes and the things that we were talking about when we were talking about food stamps, the things that are expensive to buy that are healthy, and they also have cooking demonstrations. So it's a very useful program. I've been trying for years to get cruise ships and airlines, because there are three major airports in the New York area. And, for example, in first class, a lot of the food, although airlines have cut back greatly, but it used to be in first class that there were huge platters of food that were never even opened. And to donate those, but it turns out internationally that there are all sorts of rules. But it would seem to me if you can do it for a restaurant, you could probably do it for a cruise ship and whatever. Apparently not. Apparently it's much more complicated. And they're saying, well, that they are now getting much better at and supposedly restaurants are getting better, too, at actually predicting how much food they need, so there's much less waste. I don't know that I buy that, to be quite honest, having gone on the food trucks to see what, you know, what's available and seeing. And also, as far as I'm concerned, if you take home your leftovers, and if you don't want to eat them, give them to somebody on the way. When people on street corners are saying that they're hungry, although I've had people turn down my food, I don't like Clams Casino. Oh, well, okay. Next time, tell me what you like, and I'll order that and then have too much of that. And a lot of restaurants are cutting down on food portions, too. And what we have is this huge discrepancy between half the world that's obese and the other half that's starving to death. So, it really is something that we need to be aware of on the planet. But again, if you look at everything, that I would view climate change as second to population explosion. Because climate change is certainly something, and I'm not denying that there is climate change and that we should be more careful about it. We did. There was a story yesterday about China cutting down on air pollution, which of course is going to affect climate change, by stopping cigarette smoking. I'm not sure how much that's going to do as opposed to the coal that's being used, but nevertheless, got to start someplace. It's certainly going to affect the population's health. All right, let's see what else people are saying about rescuing food, or at least changing the food dynamic.
Laura says, I don't know how to control the overall problem, but for our family, I shop every week, and we are pretty good about using up our fresh foods that way.
Yeah, and I'm one of those people, I really don't like grocery shopping particularly. Clothes shopping, shoe shopping, yes, but which I don't do all that often. But food shopping, I mean, I sound like I'm in church or something, because I go up and down the aisles and watch them raise the price of food, going, oh, my God, I know. But thank goodness for freezers. And I will Google, half my Google things are, can you freeze this, and how do you freeze it? It's amazing how many things you can freeze. They don't necessarily come out exactly the same, but if I'm tired of eating, and things like spaghetti sauce, oh, those, that's a gem. I mean, you can really do spaghetti sauce easily. And you can even put it on the noodles, so you can make all the noodles at the same time and all the spaghetti sauce, and then you can have little fresh dinners for weeks, so you don't have to eat it all at the same time. Basically, anything that you bought at the store that's frozen, you can freeze yourself. I mean, there are some things that don't freeze very well, admittedly, but check it out on Google.
And then last one here from David. David says, tort reform to keep businesses from being afraid of being sued.
Well, apparently that it was certainly the issue that the cruise ships, because I've talked with cruise ships and I've talked with the airlines, and because it seems to be a really important thing. And that's what they talk about. But apparently there's a way of overcoming it, because City Harvest does overcome it. And the food has to be, you know, it's rescued within a very short period of time, and it's distributed within a very short period of time. But as I've said, it was an issue, and I don't know, I should probably talk with them a little bit more about how they do it, because they've obviously been very successful at it. And the issue of, it's not only being sued, it's you don't want to make people sick. But they've obviously have a way of doing that, because it isn't a problem, and an awful lot of people, and not only an awful lot of people, but every year there are more people that donate. So they've figured out a way of limiting the liability and also protecting the people who are eating the food. But as I said, when I was at the Javits Center right after September 11th, and people were trying to donate food, and it was very hot. And one of the issues was, well, we need to make sure that perishables, there was just no way of refrigerating things. And so we'd have to turn down food just because it wasn't worth the risk of contamination. So, but obviously, the next time I'm at City Harvest, maybe I'll either talk to Jillie about it or I'll send off an email and say, how do you deal with this? I'm sure it's a sensitive issue, so I'm not sure an email is going to work terribly well, but I'll get some answers about it. Because it's a legitimate concern on all parties. I mean, it's legitimate to not want to get sued. It's legitimate, certainly, to not want to put people who at risk, who are already at risk for other reasons. It's legitimate for the middleman, which City Harvest is in this particular case, to not want to perpetuate a problem or to put people on either side of the equation at risk. But they've obviously done a very good job of doing it. So I'll just find out how they did it, and I will report back. Because it's one of those things, I know that City Harvest is a local organization, but they have distribution points. It's primarily the New York area, but I know that they get food from all over the country. Not all over the world at this point, but all over the country, and they do have a huge storage facility and have been very successful at it. I don't know about other cities, but if there's not one in your city, again, Google City Harvest in New York and find out how to do it, and maybe it becomes your new job description, your new way of changing the world for the better. Because it's a very successful program, and one of the things I look for when I'm going to donate time or money or my voice to something is making sure that, first of all, they're legitimate, and second of all, they're efficient. I've been dealing with do-gooders, and I would certainly view myself as somewhat of an unrepentant do-gooder for all of my professional life and before I was a professional did it, and that people who use their money wisely and smartly are much more likely to get me on board than people who don't. And so check the overhead of any group that you're dealing with, but also check it out and see if there's not something that you can do in your community. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year. year with $100,000-plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Extend your life with this.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. If you have something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it, now is not a bad time to get in touch with me. That sounds negative, doesn't it? Now it's a good time to get in touch with me, 855-993-7569. All righty, email.
Yes, let's do
it. I know, because people will say, I sent you an email 3 days ago. How come I haven't heard on the air? Okay, well, sometimes we get a little bit behind, but don't give up on us.
This email is from Deanna, and she says, Dr. Joy, I am in serious need of advice. To make a very long story short, I have three children. My daughter is 21 and a senior at Appalachian State and doing wonderful. I also have twin boys who are 20. One of them has not been in my home since November of last year. He has been in and out of jail and is currently using meth. The other one is still in my home, and up until this week, we thought he was doing pretty well. My current husband, their dad and I were divorced in 2006 and are and are both remarried. So my current husband got him a great job, but this week he has missed 2 days of work, and we found out that he is smoking pot, and now he will not answer his phone or respond to me. I have sent him Facebook messages, which I know he has read because it says seen, and I have told him in these messages that if he chooses not to work and be lazy smoking pot, then he would need to move out. My issue is I do not want him going down the same path that his brother is on. My son that is still at home has never been in trouble with the police and seemed to have a good head on his shoulders, but I just don't know what I'm doing wrong for him to refuse the help that I have offered. We have never asked for rent, only that he stay out of trouble, works, get a car, and save for his own place. Any and all advice would be appreciated.
Well, technically, it's hard to, with twins, it's hard to decide which is the baby and which is the middle child. If I had to guess, I would guess that the kid who's still at home is probably the middle child. But you know, with twins, again, it's fairly complicated, and I don't know if they're fraternal or identical. But I think, Deanna, you can't parent on the basis of fear, even though I know that sounds somewhat strange, because I think the lot of parenting is about fear. Gee, I don't want my kid to turn out wrong, or you know, I don't want them to get in trouble, or I don't want them to be pregnant, or I don't want them to make the same mistakes I made. But it just alarms me greatly that the way that you communicate with your son is via Facebook, as when he's living in the same house with you. So I don't know what that means. I think you need to have a discussion with him about, instead of, gee, how come you're not going to work, or how come you're smoking pot? What can I do to help you? And I mean, he's not a child. I'm not sure that I think it's a great idea, to be quite honest, of not collecting rent from him, because if nothing else, if he has a job and he doesn't have to pay rent, and he's smoking pot, that means that he's got a lot of disposable income. And if he doesn't have to buy food, and if he doesn't have to pay rent, that either means that he has more money to buy drugs, or that he only needs to work long enough to get enough money to buy drugs and then stay away from work. And when he wants drugs again, either borrow from his friends or go back to work, and then he can buy enough drugs to sustain him for a while. So I think having an adult kid who's not in school, who has a job, living at home, not paying rent, is always a mistake. It just, because it either means that the job isn't very important, and a job is not very important. I mean, look, one of the reasons that we get up and go to work on days where we're not crazy about going to work, even of us who like our jobs, is that we have nasty habits called eating or wanting a roof over our head. And so we sort of drag ourselves out of bed and to work when we'd rather be at the beach, or we'd rather sleep in, or we'd rather not deal with our boss, or we'd rather do whatever. And a 20-year-old is closer to being a grown-up than being a child, and being treated like a child means he's going to act like a child. And it may be that he feels that he can't compete with his big sister, who's doing exceptionally well and not living at home. He doesn't get the attention that his brother, the jailbird, has. I don't know why. It doesn't say, Manny, why the kid's in jail, doesn't? Maybe for either using meth I don't know if using meth is a felony, but presumably selling it is. But so he may feel that the only way to really get attention is to smoke pot. And again, smoking pot, again, it's been decriminalized in so many places that even though, look, I'm not in favor of it. No one's ever said pot is good for you. But he's 20 years old, and certainly it's legitimate to say you can't smoke in my house. But you basically have got a situation where you're allowing him to be on a cusp where he can have a job and not have any real fiscal responsibilities, which means one of two things. Either he's going to spend his money precipitously in ways of which you don't approve, because he has no basic responsibilities financially. Doesn't have to provide food for himself, doesn't have to provide shelter for himself, The car, I don't even know what that means. I don't know whether he has a car or he's saving for a car. But obviously he has ways of getting around because he has a job. He's going to a job. So he basically has too much money. So either the job is trivial, and so when he doesn't feel like going, he doesn't go because it doesn't really have any consequences to his life other than you being upset with him. Which, I mean, the 20-year-olds can tolerate parents being upset with them because they still have a place to live, they still have food, and they know mom's not going to toss them out. And I don't think you have to toss him out, but having a conversation with him that says, look, let's talk about where you want to go. Do you want to be in school? How do you feel about this job? And I think your husband getting him the job is kind of a mixed bag because it's certainly a great way of doing some acting out against his stepfather. And I have no idea what that relationship is like, but if you've been divorced for 9 years and he's 20, that means you and his father were divorced in his early adolescence, which can, and I don't know what his relationship with his father is, but it would seem to me that the taking a walk with him, not a Facebook interaction, but taking a walk with him and saying, look, tell me what you want for yourself. Tell me how I can help. But it would seem to me that we'd be moving toward subsidizing him in a place of his own. So that you're not keeping an eye on him all the time. And if he's going to use drugs, he's going to use drugs. And pot, again, falls into that kind of gray zone. And to a certain extent, it always has. I mean, it has for the last 10 or 15 years. And every kid who smoked pot, even, I mean, look, California, what, 30 years ago, had the miracle ounce. You're not allowed to grow it. You're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to sell it. But you're allowed to have an ounce. Where does the ounce come from? It's a miracle. Because you can't grow it, buy it, sell it, but you can have an ounce. So, and now it's become even more decriminalized or less criminalized than before. So I'd probably let the issue of the pot go. I think it's perfectly okay to say you can't smoke pot in my house. Like, hopefully the two of you don't either smoke pot or smoke cigarettes, because that becomes a very difficult thing to say to a 20-year-old. If we can do it, but you can't. But you want him out of that house. You want him in a position of fiscal responsibility. And presumably he just as soon have some privacy. Being called a mama's boy and being the good boy is probably not valuable to him at this moment. Because he's 20 years old. And being viewed as a mama's boy is the ultimate insult to American men. So you want him out of the household. You want him independent. And in a job that is leading someplace, either he likes it or he views it as a career step or he views it as something to do until he decides what he wants to do. But providing it for him, I mean, you're providing too much for him and expecting him to be a grown-up about it, and he's not going to be. So I would provide less, and I wouldn't Facebook about taking him for a walk and say, you know, what can I do for you? And I know that sounds kind of contradictory. But what you may be willing to do for him is subsidize him living someplace else. If he doesn't pay the rent, he's going to bounce. But he has some privacy. It's not he's living with his mom. He can bring girls home. And if he can afford pot and the rent, so be it. And you don't have to subsidize him forever. And he can come over presumably for Sunday brunch. And he can come over to use the wash machine. But this is a kid who's stuck in kind of delayed adolescence, and it's not going to make him feel very good about himself. It's not going to make him feel very good about you. And it's time for him to get on with his life. Now, what he's going to do with respect to his brother, again, you can't parent on the basis of, well, what did I do wrong? I'm not sure you did anything wrong except providing too much for a kid who needs to begin providing for himself. So, and I'm not saying tough love per se. I'm saying talk with him as a responsible semi-adult. Say, what can I do to help? But I think continuing to let him essentially act out and have a roof over his head because you don't want him to be in jail. I mean, presumably he doesn't want to be in jail either. I mean, I don't think anybody ever wants to really be in jail. 855, I don't think so. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Jennifer, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Jen.
I have a problem. We have had a foster child in our home for almost 2 years, and next week, the caseworker is recommending that she be returned home. And she's a family member, and my family feels that I should try and fight to keep her. with the state and the caseworker thinking that she should go home. And she's not going to be the raised I would want her raised, but she will be safe.
Okay. Well, let's go over it together. How old is the child?
5.
And you've had her for 2 years?
Yes.
Why is the caseworker recommending that she go home?
The father has had an apartment for about 2.5 months, and according to the guidelines of the state, that's stable.
What about the mom?
She's in and out of jail.
Okay, so the mom's not the issue, the dad's the issue. Have you met the dad?
Yes, he's my cousin.
Okay. Do we have any sense? You can't really ask the kid because that's a really unfair thing to do. Has the 5-year-old seen the dad over the last 2 years?
She's seen him when it's convenient for him. He's supposed to have her every weekend now from 7 on Friday till 7 on Sunday. He's never taken her for the full amount of time and hasn't. You know, he'll call Friday night and say, I got a better offer. I'm not going to take it. He doesn't have transportation, and he doesn't have any form of legal income.
Ooh, what does that mean? What's his illegal income?
What is his illegal income?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he does for any income, but he has been maintaining an apartment.
And what is the social worker at all ambivalent about this, or is she just going by the letter of the law?
She said that she does not care how he gets income as long as he maintains stable housing.
What do you want?
I want her to go home.
Home to him?
Yep.
Okay, well, if that's what you want, are you going to be able to maintain a relationship with her?
I think that he would, I'm not sure. He wants to be in, the problem is that my family, my mother, my aunt, they want me to welcome him into my home with her. And he's dangerous.
In what ways is he dangerous?
The people he hangs out with. She was removed from his care for him being violent, not to her, but to other people. He was in jail for murder just prior to her birth.
Why did he get out?
He served his time.
For murder? It must have been, what, second degree or involuntary manslaughter? Yeah.
Second degree, yes. But he's been arrested 3 or 4 times since her birth for beating people up.
So you think he would be dangerous? So does that mean that once she goes back to him that you're not going to have any contact with her?
He said that I can, but I will have I don't want to have contact with him. I will have her over, but I don't want to have contact with him.
Have you talked with the social worker about your concerns?
Yes, she said she doesn't care. He's followed because he has stable housing. She doesn't care.
She sounds like a nincompoop, to be quite honest. All right, here's the deal. Go ahead. You were going to say she what?
She is.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it would seem to me, look, on the face of it, you're the primary caregiver. You're the one who says she should go to him. Why do you feel that she should go to him?
Because I think that it's established in our state that kids are returned home. They want to return them to their biological parents.
Yes, absolutely. It's true of every state. But that's not what we're saying. I was in a similar situation. I was asked, it wasn't my child, but I was asked to testify about a child who had, who at the time I think was 3 or 4, had been in foster care essentially since she was born, to a mother who was, at the time, maybe 21 years old, had 3 children. This was the oldest. There was a second child that had been removed from her, and a third child that had died. of malnutrition or of dehydration. It takes about 10 days to die of dehydration. So, I mean, it was a scandal, and they wanted to return the child that I knew about to the mom because she was the biological mom. So every state has a prejudice about biology, which right or wrong. And I said I refused to give the mom another shot to kill a kid and would testify as such. And it was a huge fuss. And actually, and she was in a perfectly stable environment, had been there since she'd been 6 months old. And I just said that it's not fair to the child. I know what the law is, and I'm certainly in favor of biological parents being reunited when at all possible, when it makes some sense. It made no sense. This child was going to be put at risk. So what I'm saying to you is, if you think that child's going to be put at risk, then I think that you need to go above the head with your mom and your aunt's support to say, let me tell you, I think the kid is going to be okay, but this guy is violent, so I'm not going to be able to have any contact with this kid because I can't put myself in danger to see the kid. But if I'm going to be in danger as an adult, does it make any sense to put a kid in that environment? And at least go above Miss Nincompoop's head. If you think that this is a legitimate issue, that the child will in fact be safe, which you said, then I think what I would explain to mom and aunt is, look, we can keep an eye on this situation. We can apply to the supervisor to make sure that we do. We can say that we have concerns. So at the first sign of trouble, we can intervene. But the law is clear that I honestly, legitimately don't think she's in danger. But I think it's going to come down to your perception about whether this is a safe environment for the five-year-old. If it is, then you might as well go along with it and keep an eye on the situation. If it's not, I think morally as well as legally, you need to get your mom and your aunt involved as well as yourself to say this isn't safe for the five-year-old. Because the five-year-old is really the crucial issue here. If she's going to be safe, it's one thing. If she's not going to be safe, then I don't think you have any choice. But, and I think I would make that argument to your mom and her sister, the idea being if kid's going to be safe, we can keep an eye on it. If she's not going to be safe, then we need to figure out an appeal process. Think about it and talk with your mom and your sister about it. And if we need to talk about it tomorrow, we will. I'm Dr.
Okay, thank
Joy
you.
Brown. You're welcome. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.